Well, yesterday I kind of poked a little bit of fun at the proposed Emergency Money for the People Act for proposing that we make Venmo and PayPal viable options for people to receive their next round of stimulus payments. But I gotta say, after experiencing massive frustration yesterday with the IRS Get My Payment tool and hearing from literally hundreds of people in the comments, in my email, on Facebook, Instagram, and other places, just how frustrating that tool has been. And on top of that, hearing reports of money being deposited to the wrong account entirely by the IRS, maybe I'll change my mind about the whole Venmo thing. And I'm going to talk about the Get My Payment tool and how frustrating it is in just a minute. But first, I want to answer a question I'm getting a lot. Why are dead people receiving stimulus checks? And not just people who passed away recently in 2020, but people who passed away as distantly as 2018, 3 years ago. Right? Because you think, well, their records have presumably been updated with the feds in some way, the Social Security Administration at least, right? But here's what you got to remember. The IRS loves tax returns. So they're just going off tax returns here. And there's no box on the 1040 to indicate that you're dead. I think it's hilarious. They ask for your occupation there in the signature block, but they don't even ask if you're dead or not. Now, many tax preparation software programs will ask the question, is the taxpayer deceased? But if you're paper filing a return, do you know what the IRS's official instructions are to do for a deceased taxpayer? It's to literally handwrite at the top of the income tax return the word deceased, the decedent's name, and their date of death. Obviously, if they have a taxable estate, that's a different story because they'd have to file Form 1041, tax return for estates and trusts. But most folks, especially since the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was signed, do not have a taxable estate. If you do, congratulations, you're really rich. So remember, the IRS is going back to 2018 in some cases for tax returns, right? So if someone passed away in 2018, didn't file a 2019 tax return, they passed away in 2018, and it somehow wasn't processed in the IRS system that they are in fact deceased. Because remember, there's no box in the 1040 that the machines can read. I imagine that flagging a taxpayer as deceased is a very manual process at the IRS, right? So if that wasn't done, then the dead person will likely get a stimulus check. And this is nothing new. This happened with the last stimulus under Obama as well. Over 70,000 dead people received their stimulus payments back then. So this is nothing new. It happens. All right. And they know it's going to happen, right? When we're dealing with millions and millions of taxpayers' data, it's going to happen. Now, will the family have to pay it back? IRS hasn't issued any official guidance on this, and apparently they don't know they're dead. So I guess just wait for their guidance. Don't hear anything. All right, sorry for that tangent. Let's get back to how terrible the IRS Get My Payment tool is. Now, this is in contrary to what the IRS says about it, mind you. The IRS says, and I love this, the Get My Payment site is operating smoothly and effectively. More than 6.2 million taxpayers have successfully received their payment status, and almost 1.1 million taxpayers have successfully provided banking information, ensuring a direct deposit will be quickly sent. Well, the reality is, as many of us know, is that it's not operating smoothly and effectively. It's quite confusing. Now, maybe this is smooth and effective by government standards, but not real-world standards where people are wondering where their cash is. I mean, and come on. By the IRS's own statement, 6.2 million out of how many people probably tried that site yesterday, and only 1.1 million were able to provide banking information? I mean, come on. Those are embarrassing numbers. All right, so many of you, when you try to use the IRS Get My Payment tool, you're getting the error that says payment status not available. Okay, does that look familiar? So apparently this error is pretty much a catch-all error that's not phrased very well at all. And according to the IRS, in a statement they put out attempting to clarify this, it could mean one of the following things. It could mean that you are not eligible for a stimulus payment. We've gone over who's eligible many times here on the channel. It could mean you are required to file a tax return and have not yet filed for tax year 2018 or 2019. It could mean that you recently completed the IRS tool for non-filers and that they haven't processed you yet for that. And finally, it could mean you are a Social Security Administration or Railroad Retirement Benefits Form 1099 recipient. The IRS says that your payment information is not yet available in the Get My Payment tool. What a joke. you could at least give them more details on the situation instead of putting this incredibly confusing message on the screen. I really hope they make improvements, okay? But if you do get this error, this message, don't waste your time trying to log in several times, because apparently they only update the data in the tool once per day. I mean, look, it was a pretty lofty goal to expect the IRS to be able to pull something like this off, right? And to be fair, I think a lot of us, you know, we can be super critical and not understand the scale of data at the federal level. I mean, we've had jobs, you know, where we had to get things done, you know, and we know how to get things done, and we think, you know, why can't those lazy bums at the IRS just get this done? Well, the scale here is massive, probably more massive in terms of a database than most of us will experience in our lifetimes. And of course, it is a government agency. So what can you say? I mean, even banks yesterday apparently had problems with so many people accessing their sites to check for a stimulus payment. So it's not just the government, it's private businesses as well. But some folks in Tallahassee, Florida yesterday were claiming that the IRS incorrectly deposited their stimulus into their tax preparer's bank account and not theirs. Now, I'm assuming they somehow concluded this from the IRS Get My Payment tool. So apparently it was working for them. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just giving them bad information. Or maybe it's actually the correct information, but just a complete screw up on the IRS's part of depositing money to wrong accounts. I don't know. Anyway, these customers basically stormed the gates of Galaxy Tax Service in Tallahassee, demanding answers. And of course, the owner says that whatever account they're seeing the money deposited to is not associated with his business. Now, I don't know who's right here. This isn't like that car dealership I talked about, where it's completely horrible marketing. This guy who owns this business might be right, so please don't spam his business page, okay? And other folks have reported that their bank is keeping their stimulus payment if their account is overdrawn. Well, what are you gonna do? It is kind of the bank's right to do so. It's in your customer agreement that banks can do this. The CARES Act does not prohibit this, but I was kind of surprised to learn which banks were doing this. I understand that USAA is doing this. I've seen some reports of some small credit unions doing this, but it looks like the big banks actually, thinking in particular Wells, B of A, Citibank, and Chase, they've all come out and stated that they are pausing collections on their customers' negative balances so their customers can get the stimulus. Props to those. And you know, maybe it makes sense. The bigger banks can just eat it here, while smaller institutions may have to be a little more nickel and dimey right now. All right, stimulus 2.0, still in the early stages, of course. I told you yesterday about the proposed Emergency Money for the People Act that proposes monthly stimulus payments of $2,000 to $5,500 for at least 6 months. And that's per month, paid however you want it, by the way. Paper check, direct deposit, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, prepaid debit card, you name it, they'll pay it. Of course, this is just proposed at this time. I went over the details for that act in a video yesterday, so you can check that out. But like I said, don't get too excited, because you know it's probably not going to happen just like this. I mean, I think monthly stimulus payments are possible. I think that both parties in Congress could get on board with that. But $5,500 per month to some folks, that's a lot. Andrew Yang, by the way, the king of UBI, Universal Basic Income, tweeted that he does support $2,000 for every American per month throughout the duration of this crisis. All right, what else? Governor Newsom here in California announced a plan for $125 million statewide stimulus for illegal immigrants in California, funding 60% by California taxpayers like me and 40% by charities, up to $500 per adult and up to $1,000 per household. I mean, this is a tough situation. A lot of heated arguments about this on both sides, and both sides have good points. Many illegal immigrants pay taxes, right? And they do contribute to our economy in a meaningful, beneficial way. That is undeniable. But the fact is, they did come here illegally. And I don't think they should have the same rights and benefits of citizens or those who entered this country legally. But on the other hand, they are human beings and deserve basic rights. And just from an economic perspective, they are a huge part of our economy, especially here in California, as well as in other states. And to leave them out of the stimulus conversation here could have detrimental effects on the economy as a whole. Now, I'm definitely not as one-sided on this issue as I used to be. We'll see about what happens with the situation here in California. Well, that'll about do it for today. I'm still trying to use the IRS Get My Payment tool. It has been an absolute cluster for me to test it out. And hey, one favor, I love creating the stimulus content for you all because it's very important, and I will continue to make stimulus-related content as long as it's relevant for this stimulus and for future stimuli. But life is more than stimulus. So if there is any other non-stimulus-related financial topics you'd like me to create content about, in addition to my daily stimulus updates, please let me know in the comments what you'd like to see more of: personal finance, tax stuff, obviously, because I'm a CPA. I love investing in real estate and the stock market and building online businesses. So let me know what other kinds of content you'd like to see here on the channel, in addition to my round-the-clock stimulus coverage. All right, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, share it with all your friends and neighbors from a safe distance, and I'll see you tomorrow, if not later today, with another stimulus update. Bye-bye.